Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Strecker Farms in Bighorn, Montana. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Shane Strecker spreads fertilizer on his growing sugar beet crop. It's been a little while since I've been out to Shane's place, and what a difference a few weeks makes. In early May, the beet seedlings tentatively poked their tiny leaves through the bare earth. Now, mid-June, the lush, glossy leaves conceal the dirt below. I find Shane at the edge of one of his vast Hysham fields, siphoning fertilizer pellets from a semi-truck into an extra-tall tractor with an oversized bucket.
Shut that loud thing off.
Okay.
You ready to ride?
We're getting in?
Absolutely.
Okay. Which way
do
I go? Okay.
Over here.
One semi-load of pellets fertilizes about 200 acres, so in a season, that's eight or so loads back and forth to the supplier. A huge number of hours and a hefty expense. We climb the steep ladder into the cab of the fertilizer spreader.
But you have a little special seat and air conditioning.
Oh, heck yeah. All the comforts of home.
It's sweet.
So, let me get my glasses here. This is what we get from
data from Shane's soil sampling service about how much fertilizer each field needs is programmed into the tractor. The season's second fertilizer application is known as top dressing, and that's what we're doing today. The first, in the fall, was directly onto the bare soil following harvest.
Yep.
Okay.
Probably top dressing.
So now we just drive.
Just drive. It's that simple.
Shane.
You can even do this, right?
I probably couldn't.
Even with a smart self-steering tractor, Shane attends to the finer points of the growing crop, such as bumping up the nitrogen if he notices leaves yellowing from standing water.
And because nobody knows your fields like you do, you know, so that's what's kind of nice about doing it yourself.
So, I see.
Yeah.
So you can kind of tinker
yes.
as you go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
So. Shane actually has a lot of opportunities to spot problems throughout the season. By the time harvest rolls around, he'll have made up to 7 trips through the fields, row by painstaking row.
And that's fuel. That's time, your time and labor and fuel, and then the inputs that
you're
putting in.
Yes. Sugar beets are very labor intensive. Very.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see that.
Yeah. There's so many steps you need to take to produce a good beet. You know, you need to plant, and you need to spray, and you need to do this, you need to fertilize. It's just one step after another to make sure you produce the best quality beet you can. You know, right now we're shooting for 35, 36 tons per acre, and it takes fertilizer. You got to keep them clean. You can't have weeds, and all that is a step. You know, a trip through the field with a chemical or a fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But at least
we have the tools to control that.
But Shane can tell just by looking at his burnished beet tops. They're healthy. The roots have taken up the soil's nutrients and moisture and are, his words, living up to their
full
potential.
So, you know, there's been times when you do have root diseases. You know, your beet leaves will be kind of not a shine like this, or pale green, maybe some yellowing, some browning, wilting. They'll hang, you know, they're just sick. And I've seen it more times than I want.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But you can see out here, see how it kind of shines. They kind of glisten, you know, they're just healthy. I really like
you
that.
Like it,
I love it. Yeah. So yeah, we're good. We're good. And hopefully now we'll get this fertilizer down, and if it doesn't rain here in a couple days, we'll turn the pivots on and absorb the fertilizer down into the soil, and we should be good for the season.
Next week, as summer temperatures climb, Shane steps up his irrigation game.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.